Here's a friend of ours getting ready for the Christmas season. He's got another mouth to feed. Here's John Paul Morosi of MLB Network.
Hello, ho, Dad.
Ho, ho, ho. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bob and John. Yes, the third Morosi girl born last week, Louisa. So we are very, very blessed here in our household. And thanks to both of you for always being so welcoming to me during the course of the year. I'm just very, really very, very grateful that you made me a part of the family over at the Fan as well.
So is she a left-handed pitcher or what?
It's a great question. We're trying to figure out. I would say, John, I'll work on the right shot or left shot question first. It appears, by the way, my 5-year-old daughter, she is a we've figured out she's a right shot, and she's taking skating lessons.
Ah.
And she can now skate backwards, which I'm pretty impressed with. So maybe.
Wow.
Maybe a right shot defenseman for the future. We'll see how she's doing. But no, I've been very very busy, very chaotic last week and a half. Certainly, my wife has been amazing. It just the reservoir of strength that she's been calling upon is really inspiring. So she's been doing just amazing work. Really up, certainly up more than I've been up. So it's just it's inspiring to see what she does, and I'm just very grateful for what she does.
So now. You and I had a conversation, I don't know, a week ago, 10 days ago, just before the baby was born. You told me that your bride was still working. Did she work until like 5 minutes before she gave birth?
Yeah. So she worked, I think she worked up until, she worked through Saturday, and the baby was born on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And the backstory, my wife's a doctor, for those that don't know. So she was, I guess, Bob, in the back of my mind, my thought process was, well, if she goes into labor at work, not the worst thing.
Nope.
Because she would then just
right there.
Clock out her pager as a doctor and clock in as a patient down the hall. So worked out quite well. And actually, the doctor that delivered our baby was a medical school classmate of my wife. So it really makes for a pretty small world that we did not know that was going to be the case when we showed up. So pretty amazing, and just feeling very, very fortunate right
so
now.
So you're like the rest of it, though, John. Is that we all have stayed home as our children are given birth, but you've got to have one eye and one ear on what was going on in Orlando. And
sure.
How did you manage to cope with your distractions of having the child or being part of the childbirth with trying to figure out what was going on at the meetings?
Right, John. Well, I'll tell you what, I feel like, and I guess I'll let my wife be the judge of this, but I feel like as time has gone on, I've gotten a little bit better at being able to turn off or at least follow the news in such a way that it's a minimal disruption to my family when I am on dad time or husband time. So it was not as though I was checking in during labor to make sure that everybody had set their reserve lists for the Rule 5 draft.
Okay.
Later in the winter meetings. But certainly the larger contours of the storylines I was keeping an eye on. And really, guys, my big question from a Jays standpoint is, and I think that we're almost by the somewhat disparate nature of reports that we're seeing about their activity, and again, a lot of it's unconfirmed, and it's hard sometimes really to discern right now how much of it is legitimately happening. But on the one hand, you hear the Cardinals pushing ever harder to try to find a way to get Josh Donaldson. The Phillies reportedly had inquired on Stroman. And then you hear stories, well, the Jays are also looking to maybe sign Lorenzo Cain and talking with the White Sox about Avisaíl Garcia. So they clearly want to find a way to thread this needle of getting a little bit younger, repositioning for the future, but also not completely running away from a fan base that, as I like to say, guys, led the American League in attendance each of the last 2 years. If the Jays' attendance was in the middle of the pack, I think it would have been much easier this wintertime for the front office to say, let's go young, let's trade Donaldson, let's really maybe seriously look at trading Stroman. But when the attendance and the support is the way that it is, I really believe the Jays fans are an integral part of their calculus right now in the front office. And the one thing that I'll be interested to see is the way that the Stanton acquisition from the Yankees really and truly changes the Jays' decision-making. Because they have not made a really big decision since then, and you almost wonder, Bob and John, if that thought process of, oh my goodness, that Yankees team is going to be so good immediately and also in the future, do we have to find a bit of a different way to position ourselves to make sure that we are not left in their wake for the next 5 or 7 years?
Well, all of that may be true, and I don't want to give too much credit to the two guys who run the franchise here in Toronto. But here's what we do know. Tampa Bay has pushed the reset button with the trading of Longoria. Now, this is something that we've seen numerous times in the past from Tampa Bay, a team that is financially restricted. Baltimore, who had troubles of their own, they finished last after all, Blue Jays barely beat them out. But they lose their closer, one of the best in the game, and maybe for the whole season, certainly for a big chunk of it. So,
and they're getting rid of Manny Machado at some point.
Yeah, whether they do that before the start of the year or not remains to be seen. But, you can make the argument perhaps that the Blue Jays look at it and say, well, look at, right, you know, if we just, you know, stumble along, we should be able to finish third in the East. And if we get lucky and either Boston or New York stub a toe, maybe we can, you know, carve out a wild card berth. But boy, that's short-term gain for potential long-term pain.
Well, that's a very good point, Bob. And I actually believe that what you articulated is very close to what the overall thought process is. I think the one dynamic difference since the offseason began was what you mentioned about Longoria and the Rays' approach, and if this means that Archer is likely gone and Colomé is likely gone, and of course they're going to lose Cobb to free agency. So if they're truly taking a step back, and the Machado piece as well, which John mentioned, that is somewhat new since the offseason as well. The thought late in the year was that, late in September, regular season time, was that the Orioles were going to keep him. And, of course, the Britain news was in the last 48 hours from Ken Rosenthal about the Achilles injury. So there, the Orioles and Rays stepping back is a bit of a new development. And I think you're right, Bob, that given how invested the team is in stretching this out one more year, you got one more year of Hap, one more year of Estrada, one more guaranteed year with Smoke. I do think that there is a credible argument, of course, in addition to one more year of Donaldson, to giving this one more go and hoping that perhaps, as you mentioned, the Red Sox or Yankees have an adverse start to the season. Because the Red Sox, imagining a struggling Red Sox team based on their inconsistent starting pitching,
not a stretch.
It is not that far-fetched. So I think that actually, if I were to make an assessment right now of where I think the Jays are, I think they are not going to trade Donaldson or Stroman unless they have a way of selling it to their fans as this is making us better in the short term and the long term as well.
Wow. Yeah, but do you see enough potential on this ball club that they can win more than 86, 87 games? Seriously?
I think that's about where they're at, John, right in that range, which in some years can get you a wild card. And I really think that when you look at the way the club is constructed, that the added benefit of tearing it up now, and again, I think if they were going to tear it up, they would have done it before the 21st of December, that they would have signaled it in a more profound way than what they've done. We would have heard Marlins-esque rumors at some point, and we really haven't. So I think that if they thought that they were going to go in that direction, I think they would have availed that to us by now. They haven't. So I think that they believe that if enough things go right, you can make a wild card push at the very least. And if you get lucky with some injuries, as Bob pointed out, maybe you can do even more than that. And if things are not going the right way, then if you look up in July, when there is not a free agent market to be competitive with it, that Estrada, Hap, Donaldson, those pieces could have a lot of value more so in the middle of the year. I'm not sure, John, that the return you would get for the Jays for those types of players is better now than it would be in a few months with the benefit of waiting to see how the first half goes for your ball club.
Okay.
We'd love to chat more. We will in the new year, but we must off now. We congratulate you again on the birth of your third daughter. That's enough daughters now.
That'll
do.
We'll see, Bob. We'll see how events unfold in the future. But no, thank you very much. And we'll be trading messages back and forth on the World Juniors, I'm sure, over the coming couple weeks. Strong win by the Canada over the Czechs there in the exhibition play.
It means nothing.
Tough matchup for the defending champion, American.
It means nothing. John Pomerosi.